On December 14, 2011, Sterling Allen of the Pure Energy Systems News in Utah conducted an interview with Miran Tabokit Kesh as part of the Free Energy Now series. In the hour-and-a-half-long interview, they discussed Kesh's claim that the recent capture of the U.S. spy drone by the Iranian government was via advanced intercept technology he developed, and which he offers to all nations as a way to end war, making offensive weapons obsolete. Mr. Kesh is an Iranian scientist and engineer, heading the Kesh Foundation, which he claims has technologies that can manipulate gravity for Mach 30 travel with no friction while maintaining an internal environment of 1G. He also claims technologies for the production of food and water and healing in space, providing all the ingredients needed for space exploration. The interview was conducted via Skype and isn't always of the best audio quality. At a minimum, the interview is entertaining. If true, the content may be among the most important information in the world presently. It presents a very different view of Iran, both in terms of its technological capabilities as well as its peaceful intentions.
Free Energy Now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
We're doing a story in our news about the drone that was captured in Iran and the post that you put recently on your forum. And I just wanted to get some additional clarification, if I could. Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. If I understand correctly, the technology that you say the Iranians used to capture that technology originated with you in your lab, is that correct?
You know, I told you before that we have transferred full knowledge of space technology to Iran. And at the same time, I explained in the forum and in the interviews in the past 2 years that when these systems are used, they block the radar system and the mass and the size is irrelevant. So these systems have a total jamming capability to jam radar or any other thing. So it's exactly what we've been saying for the past 2 years. This is the capability of the space technology. And now you see the results. There is no damage to the craft. There is nothing. It's just the two wings. The one of the wings on the left, on the right side is cracked. The whole thing is in fully intact. Don't forget that the craft did not go for emergency landing. It was picked up and put down. Because if it would have done emergency landing or it would have landed without any wheels, which is there, it would have been crushed altogether. So, and at the height which has been picked up and is still intact, it is untouchable. It is exactly what we described. It will happen now. Now you see the practicality of the use.
Is this technology you're talking about making it available to all nations to help eliminate war? Is it a technology that could conceivably also be used aggressively or
if you cannot use it, then everybody has it, you can't use it aggressively anymore. This is what I've been warning and what I've been telling for past 2-3 years. This is a new development in total space technology. A craft like this cannot be brought down, especially at high speed, high altitudes, with a full remote control with 2-3 satellites locked into it. And being able to land it, to take control and land it on its own, it only can be done with the technology which I described for the past 2 years that it will happen. Now we've seen it for the first time. And in the interview I gave to Kim, about 6 or 8 months ago, I said this will be happening, and you see this happens now.
So in this scenario with the drone, for example, was it a scenario of the spacecraft going and intercepting, picking up, and then carrying it?
I put the knowledge on my forum. Huh?
Okay.
It's a pick-up and landing. It's pick-up and drop. You can block, you can cover the space environment, and you take control. Literally, the craft has no more control and no line of communication outside it. We showed the system physically and the weight reduction of 3-4 years ago, videos of it, and the physical system on the 3rd of December in Belgium in a presentation of 130, 140 people. So we already have shown the physical system in public for the first time this year. And next year we'll show a more powerful system.
I knew somebody who was going to attend that but thought it had been canceled.
Pardon?
I know somebody who was going to attend that demonstration in Belgium but thought it was canceled.
No, it wasn't canceled. It was done by Belfort Group. And we did not show the system in Eindhoven. A lot of people, I'll put it on my forum, the gravitational system will not be shown in Eindhoven. And a lot of people thought we're going to see a UFO. And we said we will not show the technology there because we had to cross border with nuclear materials and we could not do so. But in Belgium, within the restriction I work, I can show what I had, and I showed it the following Saturday in a presentation of some, it was a full pack room. They couldn't get any more people, couldn't get any more chair into the hall. And we asked everybody to put all their mobiles or their cameras or their, whatever they had, laptops in a black bag in front of them, that nobody could take pictures. And when we were sure, secure that there was no pictures taken, for about an hour and a half, we showed the videos, we showed the generator, 3 kilowatt generator system, and we showed the Oasis system, and we showed the full, gravitational system. And the people who, they came, they looked at it, they stood around, they watched it. So it's the first time we have opened it in public, and 2 weeks later, you've seen about the American system, what happened.
Okay. What is the present status in terms of the prognosis for bringing an energy technology to the marketplace?
We are selling a lot of it. We're receiving a lot of deposits, and as we said, by the end of next year, within the next 12 months, we start delivering the 10,000 units which we received orders for to the people who pay the deposit. They'll be informed where to pick it up. And we are literally commercializing fully from next year. We are not short. We show the system, the physical system, with its stand and its framework in the presentation on the 3rd of December. And now the new generation is going to be much, much more powerful and much simpler and smaller.
The present one that people are paying for with delivery within the next 12 months, what's the power output and price?
At the moment, the price is set at 5,000 euro, 3 to 4 kilowatts. And the price will go up to 20,000 euro for 3 to 4 kilowatts within the next couple of days. We wanted to put it up from 1st of December, but there is so much orders coming through that we thought we'd hold it back at least to the 1st of January at that price. And then it goes up to 20,000 equal to what is it, 3 to 4 kilowatts in Europe at the moment. If you buy a solar system, what they put on the roof at the moment in Belgium is 19,500 euro for 3 to 4 kilowatt. where you only have produce energy during the summertime and daylight. The system is 3 to 4 kilowatt 24 hours a day. And so it's very cheap for what is on offer. And there's a 10 kilowatt which is mainly targeted for American market, which is at the moment 20,000 euro and will go up to 50,000 euro.
What's the difference between the 20,000 euro and 50,000 euro?
It's just it's the same system, but we kept the price especially down for introduction. And now we have met the orders we were looking for. At the same time, we are opening an institute to start teaching the space technology and the medical side and everything else. So we finance it through our own system. We give you a cheap system, so people get something which never had before, and they pay for it, and that pays for the institute and the university to be set up and be paid for. We are commercializing for our own benefit.
How many units do you expect to sell in the first 6 months and deliver?
We already received a tremendous amount of deposits. We already have, we put the order out about 6 months ago, and just for 10,000 units, and that's why we are going up to a different rate now. People don't sit and listen. I've been giving lectures for past nearly 8-9 months, every week, once or twice, around Europe. People see, people know, they understand the technology, and they are changing it. I'm fully booked for next 2-3 months, giving lectures all over Europe. So we don't have a problem. People understand it. They see it. They comprehend the science behind it, because I teach in my presentations that people understand the basic. So they understand what it is. And secondly, on the medical side, we have shown such a huge, gains. And we show the people, the guy who's been paralyzed for 15 years, not being able to walk or talk for 20 years with Parkinson, now he does 3.5 kilometers cycling. We are putting some 8, 10, 15 different videos from different people on. The technology has opened up itself, and we're getting support from everywhere. We most probably will show new things very soon. We'll go on the internet. We're coming to agreements for different aspects of technology with different organizations, governmental organizations and private organizations around the world, because they come and they see.
So if somebody...
Everybody is looking for energy. Energy is not our game. Energy is something there which is a byproduct of the process. But it allows us now to open the university, which we have found the premises, and we will open the institute in the next few months.
If a government or industrial entity came to you to... enter a commercial agreement or some kind of a contract, what would they be able to see by way of demonstration?
We will demonstrate to the people who do. Secondly, we don't need anything. We commercialize everything through our own, foundation. We are cash rich. We don't need people to pay us money to be part of it. We develop it, but we allow other people to have like an agency or be part of it to develop it. We already have come to a verbal agreement for the power, water production. And units, the agreement comes to finish. Within the next 6 months, you can buy units which produce water out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that is done. We do all the research. The people who come with it, they do the commercializing, agency work for it.
So, what I'm asking is, let's say, for example, somebody from the United States wanted to be a distributor of this technology for the United States, and what would be the process that you would go through with them?
we don't need distributor. Foundation does its own distribution. We manufacture at a point. Whoever buys it, they order, they pick up. We tell them where, or they pay for the delivery. This is how the first 10,000 units is done. We produce, we have the facility, we have places where we can produce our systems, and they just get a, what do you call it, the confirmation that the units are ready, they pick it up themselves. That's how we are at the moment running it.
And that confirmation for the first 10,000 units is supposed to come in the next 12 months that they can pick them up?
Yes, yes. We start delivering within hopefully the first half of next year. The initial units will go out. They are very much sealed. It cannot be tampered with. Nobody can break into it to see how it works. They will have a GPS locking to it, because they're sold per address from the block. We had people who wanted to buy 5 pieces or 10 pieces. They could retail, we block, because everything is tracked through banking and through all the ways we can check. We are not there to compete. We are there to show we can do. It's a big difference.
As you know, everyone's looking for energy solutions. As this takes off and people start seeing products powering houses and small businesses, I would imagine the demand would increase substantially. Are you in the position to be able to handle
it? Then we hand the affairs back to the government. In whatever nation comes, we pass the technology to the government. Don't forget, we are based, and I work totally on one basis, and the foundation is on it. We give the knowledge to the nations, to the people. So if, that's what I said, even in Europe, we hand over the list of the people who bought our system to the federal governments, to the law, to the governments of the nation, to the nations, because if you sell 1 million units, let's say in a country of 10 million, or 8 million, or 50 million, the governments will lose their revenue from the taxation of the fuel or whatever. Who's going to pay for the hospitals? Who's going to pay for cleaning the roads? Who's going to pay for the teachers? So our technology being free should not become a damage to the society. People have a wrong idea about free energy. The minute you bring it out that it's going to be free, governments will tax it, and we hand over the whole thing to the government. We are not here to disturb the structure of the society. The young have to be taught, and the old have to be looked after, and that we will keep that, and that's part of the structure we work. If people think they're going to have a free energy buying the unit, they don't pay anything anymore. I think sooner or later they find that the governments will have it anyway. So instead of them coming on top of us afterwards, we offer them an analysis between the nationals and the government, how much they're going to pay for the system they bought, that it can be kept and schools can be kept open and roads can be cleaned and the old can be looked after. This is a wrong concept. Everybody wants a free energy. But at the end, you have to pay for it. You don't pay for it. You need to be looked after. When the governments don't have the money, it's the situation we are in Europe. Who's going to pay for the services? Who's going to pay for it to be kept? This free, have it all, even the systems are there to do, we are not the only one. There are other organizations like us who are developing technologies.
Well, that's what taxation is for.
Pardon?
Isn't that what taxation is for? Is for the government to...
No, taxation, yeah. You pay taxes on the fuel you use. You pay taxes, even the electric cars. You plug it somewhere. You have to generate to charge your battery up. You pay for taxes on the electricity which you're charging it up. When a system like ours comes in, which you don't have any material to burn, and you tap into the universal system of energy, then you don't need to buy anything. Fueling of this system we reckon is between every 30 to 50 years. But you're not paying taxes for what you're using. Who's going to pay for the taxes? who's going to pay for the services which you like to have free? You like your free energy.
There's still
like
other things that you can pay taxes on. You can pay taxes on the sale of the unit. You can pay taxes on, I mean, there's still a lot of sales.
That goes to the government. I think we've discussed this with some governmental officials in the past few months. Very much the line of thinking. If it picks up the way we think it's going to do, it's like the way you pay taxes on your car. In Europe, we pay taxes per consumption or per the size of the engine. And like in Belgium, if you have a small engine, you pay 600-700. If you have a bigger engine, you pay 2,000-3,000 euros per year. These units will be taxed, I think, on the same basis. The government taxes you per size of the unit you take. Because you don't need to lock into the main anymore. And if you sell so much energy, government can't buy your energy back because they can't, they have enough themselves. So it comes out to taxing at the point of per unit per year. The people have totally the wrong idea about free energy. Even the windmills, even the, what do you call it? Solar cells, everything in time, they gave the bonuses for people to get it, but in time they're going to be taxed for it. It cannot be the structure of the society in the West is that you cannot live, have everything free and don't pay for it.
Well, when I personally use, you know, I run a website where we use free energy routinely, and by free energy we're not talking about the energy itself being free, but meaning that the energy that comes off the device.
Listen, if there are 1,000, 10,000 people using little units they make or whatever, yeah, it's a different story than when you have a lot of people in the population use the system. Odd ones in the community, if you go from, let's say, 1 million houses in Belgium, maybe 50, 100, 200 people generate energy in a different way. But mainly the rest rely on national grid.
Let me finish my point, please. I want to rebut something you said earlier. My understanding of free energy means that the energy source that you're tapping into is free. Solar is free. The sun is free. Wind is free. Geothermal is free. The device is not free. And, of course, the device is going to cost money, but you're harvesting inexhaustible energy. And so when we say free energy, we're not talking about a zero price tag. We're talking about the fuel itself being free.
I'm talking about both. When you have a free energy, zero payment for fuel, then you can't have a zero taxation on it. Hello?
Yeah, it seems to me, though, that one of the biggest problems in society right now is governments that have gotten way too big. I mean, they need to come back down to size, and they have plenty of sources for taxation revenue from sales and other things. Just because energy is gradually taken away as a revenue source, they should gradually pare down on size because they become... In my opinion, government should be reduced, not increased. They're too big.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, but I don't know. But the way I see it and the people I talk to in different levels, the opinion is that even though you'll have a free material to start or have to run your system, at the end of it, your fuel is free, but you're going to pay for it somewhere else to your government.
So when is, do you have another conference or presentation scheduled in the future?
I give a talk. My last talk of this year is this Friday. Is a hall with 350 people or seats. And then we take five weeks off because I'm finishing the book number 4 and 5 for the Institute when it opens up. And then we saw the first lecture on 23rd of January, and more or less one lecture or two lectures a week. I gave a talk in Germany in 19th of February. I gave a talk in Holland with 200 people again. It goes all the way to, at the moment, till June. You're getting books here and there and all the time. Everywhere, by rule, at the moment, for the past 8 months, we're giving a public talk at least one Friday a week, sometimes two talks a week. But it's always to public, and sometimes with the medical side is to pre-invited audience.
And do you have a place on your website where people can see the upcoming speeches so they can...
Yeah. The new website. The website has been put up the new, at the bottom of the change, first page. It gives you the list of the presentation upcoming. There are a few which haven't been put on because we'll see when I come back in January how I'm there, because now we have our own auditorium. And you'll see the auditorium, which we run two Fridays a week in Belgium, presentations. So the foundation is on it.
Is that at KeshiFoundation.com?
Oh, yes, KeshiFoundation.com, the new website which has been put up. At the bottom of the page, all the presentations, where and what. If there is just a name, it means it's a private. The people who organize it, they invite their own people or the people who they want to be present. And otherwise, the public ones, as announced, we usually give one or two public presentations a month. If it's not the private. Privates are usually between 30 and 50. For open one. The one this Friday is in a public theater, is a public hall.
I'm on your website, and I'm not finding something for events. There's latest news, articles most read.
No, just go at the bottom, just presentations. Go right to the bottom of the page. If you go to Cash Foundation, bottom of the page, it's blocks, it's squares.
Yeah, not in the English section. I don't see that. Maybe I'm redirecting.
Yes, okay, let me get on it, because just give me 2 seconds, I'll be there. If you go...
Oh, there, okay, I see presentations under articles most read.
Yeah.
There's presentations, I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is there as we see it.
Okay.
We keep very well people informed, and that's how it has been. Sometimes when a lot of these presentations are restricted by the organizers, what they want to, what they want to talk about. The presentation this Friday is about energy. The presentation in April is about medical application. I know there are 2-3 bookings this week for Holland. Again, for medical only. And about 150 per presentation. You can't handle it. Cannot do more than 150 people is the maximum. Convenient for us to do.
Okay. And of all the people who have been involved with you, what would you say is the best third-party endorsement of your work, a government or a third-party institution?
What do you mean?
If somebody wanted to get verification of your technology through a third-party entity, who would you recommend that they contact?
They contact us. So we hear a lot of lunatics who want verification. We verify to the people we are bona fide. People who we know. We're talking to the people who can make a difference. And we don't say who and where. But the people who can make the difference, they see our presentation that we demonstrate, we show them, we let them play. We have a guy who says he's the minister of the earth, and he's been everywhere on the internet putting cashscam.com. And he says he's the farm minister of the earth, so he doesn't see a thing, he's going to do this and that. We don't listen to these things. I have a program for past 5 years, 10 years, and I'm doing exactly, and we're up to now, up to date. People who want to see it, who can, they are bona fide people, we show them everything. We did the same thing with the Iranian government, we did the same thing with the Belgian government. Belgian governments and the offices in different shape, nano, nuclear, they've been through our technology fully. We open all the books with them. We never disclosed who. Now we start disclosing who. Even one of the companies who had the full access to us has been bought by the British government, Ministry of Defense. Everything is straight. These people who talk blah, 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 it's the people who don't understand. This is on a different side of the fence. We've been open. I sat with the officials from the Space Technology of Belgium for 4 months, every day with the scientists, the management team, putting together, and they said, yes, it's this, they want to make the system. And what we say, we have documents, we can show. Yeah? So the same I did with Iran, the same I did with the other country. And now we're negotiating with two or three other countries for different part of the technology. Whoever comes, I'm Mr. So-and-so, he doesn't watch win with us. We do what we are going to do, and we will keep on track exactly where we are going.
Earlier you mentioned on the product that's available, the 3 kilowatt, 3 to 4 kilowatt system, that you're taking deposits. How much of a deposit are you taking up front?
We're taking a €500 deposit a unit for a €5,000, and the deposits are all kept in a secure deposit account in the bank. So it's not touched by us. The money is kept safe and secure, and if you don't deliver, the money will be returned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we take the money and run. The government, somebody made a complaint. The officials from two governments went to the bank. They saw the deposits. They are well monitored, and we are not there to play a game. Whatever deposit comes in, straight away is banked in a deposit account for 12 months, which is by the end of 12 months, we don't pay. The money goes back to the people who took it, or they paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
All the things of the scam, we covered ourselves. We don't be tempted. We will not allow nothing to tempt us.
And you said you've already sold all 10,000?
We sold enough. We don't give figures, but believe me, every day I receive deposits. Every day we receive confirmation. And we've been selling it for 6 months now. We put the offer out 6 months ago. And a lot of people are buying the 10 kilowatt with a €2,000 deposit. A lot of people are buying 10 kilowatt because they said 3 kilowatt is not enough. Because at the moment, for a 3 kilowatt, they pay €20,000 in Europe. Now they get a 10 kilowatt for the same price. The solar cell system, put it this way, you know Eveready battery? Eveready battery is one of the big suppliers or producers of windmill electricity in America. They sell for €13,500, $13,500 for $15,000 for a windmill. So if you can have a 10 kilowatts for $30,000 at the moment, you know who's buying it, and nobody will refuse taking it.
Okay. And I meant to mention at the opening, I made this call through Skype, and I have my Skype set up to record the conversations. Would it be permissible for you if I made this interview that we've had available to our audience?
No problem. I knew you were doing it. That's why I answered you correctly.
Okay.
I know how you work. I know you by now very well. I've done 3 or 4 interviews with you. I respect your integrity. you and I had our ways of falling out, but you know how I am. I'm very correct, very precise. I don't say things to please people. I do things to be correct. Well, I won for nearly 2 years. You were the first one I talked about the Iranian space program. Now you've seen the result.
Mm-hmm.
Iran announced on the 16th of March this year they have a spaceship program. Now, 6 months later, you've seen it.
Yeah.
You were the first one. I even sent you the videos of the first rate reduction, if you remember, 2 or 3 years ago, with the private access. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, you know we are correct. We are very correct, and that's why we don't let individuals or people with the multi-organizations coming trying to tell us what to do. When I see things right, I do it. And because we are cash independent, it means nobody can dictate to us what to do. We don't need people to give us money to dictate to us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We received finance. We had supporters for a few years. People supported us in the background. I thank it for them. They are getting paid for their support. But now the foundation has its own total independence, and we kept ourselves independent. Now we stay independent. So nobody can tell us, but we offer our technology to governments because this is a change of faith. It's not, I'm not selling one screw or I'm not giving you a free energy system. It's a space. It's the new materials, it's the medical application, it's the energy system, it's total new production of food. We're running trials on food production. So this Keshe Foundation is not one-off doing one energy. People just stick to what they like to see. But you have to look at the full spectrum of what you're doing. And thanks, we received support now from several governments. They are prepared to support us. There are people who are prepared to come in because they've seen us. We don't shake and shiver. I'm there. I, as far as it can be done, I teach. Now we put. We asked from the most famous university in Belgium, Leuven University, to give us accommodation that we can start our university. They refused. Now we found the premises. We can do it somewhere else.
I remember something that you said in an interview that we had in the past, that you said something to the effect that all of these technologies were motivated by the bottom line goal that you have of enabling astronauts to live safely in space. So that's a multifaceted task. It's not just propulsion. It's not just energy. It includes food and supply and support.
There's one thing which we say. Keshe Foundation is a space technology development. And for the first time, we have shown this. We allowed other universities to qualify our discoveries. Now we are ready, complete, to be independent when we go to space. We have our own lift system and motion. We have our own energy production, absorbing radiation in magnetic field of the environment. We produced the materials in 2004, 2005 was tested by the IMEC in Belgium, confirming the new discovery. We have the reports of it. And what we reported in 2005, on the 8th of November 2011, NASA has announced they discovered the material which we discovered 5 years ago, and they published a paper. I wrote to NASA guys. I said, we already have this paper, this material. So we have, and they said through this material, they can go for all sorts of spectrums, magnetic field absorption. We already done that 5 years ago. With the material we developed, we can produce energy, we can produce food, we can produce light, we can produce water. So in our space technology, we have become totally independent from coming back to Earth. Or depending as now NASA is planning to go to Mars in 2030, 7 months of 8 weeks on the moon and then Mars, and then a few months back, 22 months trip. They have to calculate everything. With this technology we developed, we do not need to calculate anything. They have to calculate if they have a headache, what tablet they need, how much water. They have to recycle all the piss and shit that the people, you know, they have enough water that they use what they're coming back. Now we can produce water from magnetic field environments of the universe. And I tell you something, agreement has been, level agreement has been reached in the past hours that the first water unit will be developed within the next 6 months for commercialization. What this means is that for moisture, without cooling and without cooling system, which means we absorb moisture from the environment, water drops, directly for consumption. The agreement has been made, we've been negotiating, talking to these people for a few months, and it's agreed that we go ahead with the first commercialization maybe within the next few months.
Now, when you talk about extracting water from the air, I know there's a lot of companies that I've encountered over the last few years who do that through basically a condensation type of process.
No, it's not condensation. This is creating magnetic field of the water, the way we work. We create the magnetic gravitationals of water content, which means you only pick up water. You only pick up the moisture of the water. With the condensation, if you do, you have to have an airflow. That you pass the airflow through the system, you do the condensation, you get water. We developed that technology because of our free energy system. We're producing so much energy. But this is a totally different approach and departure from the old way. We have a knowledge. This is on my table now, getting ready for development next couple of months. So,
Would you consider this then a dehumidification process?
Pardon?
Is this then a dehumidification process?
Purification.
Dehumidification, removing air from water from the air.
We take water because we did that condensation. You know, when you do the process of condensation from the air, mm-hmm. to get water,
uh-huh.
you get a lot of rubbish with it. You even get a layer of oil on it. Mm-hmm. Because when you do condensation, whatever pollution is in the air will come with the water. This way, there is no pollution attached to the water.
Okay. So it harvests the water and water only from the surroundings.
Okay. From the moisture in the air. So this is we've done a preliminary run on it. It looks to be correct. Now I'm literally developing this system to do the job on a permanent basis.
How do you do that in space where you don't have water to harvest?
You go to the plasma technology. That's a different thing altogether. That's a different approach. If you go on my website or if you go in the book, you see a torch which is lit. That torch absorbs all radiations from the environment, all magnetic fields from the environment. You convert that into energy and matter. We've shown this physically how it's done. And at the same time, we even showed it in Eindhoven in the presentation. People are so crazy they don't understand it. But it's in my second book and it's on the website. You can convert the CO2 at room temperature to a solid matter that you can eat as a food, but you can add all sorts of things to it, which we are running on the clinical trials. We're testing it and see how we go.
Is it a form of alchemy?
It's not. It actually, somebody sent me an email, and I checked it. It was very interesting. In 1925, somebody wrote an email. It's called BOSE, to Einstein. Einstein rewrote his paper, he corrected it and sent it back in German language to him, and it was presented. And then I think Nobel Prize of 2010 went to the scientists who tried to prove what Einstein and Buffett in 1925, that gas can be changed into matter at minus 170 degrees. All we've done, now we change the gases into a solid at room temperature with a new understanding. So what do we say? People have won Nobel Prize for it. At 170 degrees, we brought the temperature up to room temperature. We are not talking things which are out of the line. That's why I can give you references. The same thing with the material I told you, NASA announces that they have a new material. They call it, they developed a new black material which can absorb. Just go on the NASA publication, 8th of November this year. We developed this material 6 years ago. It was tested by IMEC, INECA of the Ocean Mission Nano Institute. We have the reports of it. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, we are very much years ahead of other people, what they are trying to do. It's not an alchemy, because if you can understand, up to now we have four states of matter were said to be have. One was solid, liquid, and gas. And then they said plasma is the fourth state of matter. Plasma is the fifth state. The fourth state of matter is what I call gas at nano state. Because the liquid, solid, and gas are environmental dependent, external environmental dependent. Now that we understand the creation of gravity and field, what we call Magrav, this is internal magnetic field, gravitational field of the atom itself, which dictates the structure of the atom. So you can have CO2 as a solid at minus 400 degrees, and you can have a solid CO2 at plus 1,000, 10,000 degrees. Because now we understand, you can change the gravitational magnetic field, the structure of the atom, and atom can be solid at any pressure, temperature, or whatever. So this is the same, and if you say this is crazy, just think 1 second. I always say in my talks, just pinch your own body. We are made of gases, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Mm-hmm. The four gases. We should be a balloon. But our body in our Earth gravitational system has learned to change, convert gases into solid, which is our body. So now for the first time we understand how our body changes matter, energy into gas, and the gas into a solid, which becomes our body. And that's what I call a gas. This is the fourth state of matter. Plasma is the fifth. This is a new discovery. This is what we did not know. That's why when we sit in front of a fire, very hot, we don't disappear, we don't evaporate. Because our body works on its internal gravitational magnetic field of the matter. So this is the fourth cell matter we discovered. And it's important because now I can take the CO2 you breathe in space, which comes out of your mouth or your lung, convert it into a solid and feed you with the energy which you need as a solid. So I don't need to carry solid because your digestion system needs food, needs something to go inside it. So this is the next step in the space technology which has developed. And the thing is, the matter is here. We gave it. It's been tested at Ghent University in 2009. Next week, 23rd of December, is the third year we published this paper. And now we said we are prepared. Anybody would like to change it into powder. And then they arrested the Canadians in Toronto Airport. They took all the samples. They took all the samples from all the tubes I was carrying. They know it's correct because they were supposed to give me the report. They classified it. They said, no, we cannot give you. So the Canadians know already what I have in my hand. It's not alchemy. This is next step in the man's development in the world of science.
That's fascinating stuff.
It is there. It's been checked and been done, and this is my second book. And if you go on the Keshe Foundation publication papers, go on the capture production of CO2 as a solid, the paper. It's a scientific paper. It's been there for 2 years. You can read it. and you can see the bottles of PeVen-CH4, methane gas in a solid and liquid state, and it's been tested by the scientists at Ghent University. I don't have an infrared spectroscopy and Raman spectroscopy. All been done by them. All the graphs are on the book and on the website. So, what do you call it? It's been well independently evaluated. So we are not, when this matters for us, we give things to be done. Our nanotechnology material, the black material, was given to IMEC in 2005. The report has been in our hand. They have it and we know they have a copy. My gravitational and magnetic field or energy production, what do you call it, 3 kilowatts, has been fully examined by a company called Rehard in near Antwerp in 2005. And they confirmed the report to the Belgian government. They are ready to produce the first system after 4 months of analyzing all aspects of production. And the company now is owned by the Ministry of Defense of England. Those who have no say in it anymore. So we've been well examined. Up to now, we didn't open our books. Now we open our books. The same as we said, we transferred this technology to the Indian government. And I thank them for their assistance in allowing us to go further. The same thing on my website. My technology is open to the Americans. The same principle. I always have a good relationship with NASA. And secondly, Boeing Corporation have a non-disclosure with us. We have a picture of the space gravitational system in front of the Boeing office in Brussels. 2 years ago, they flew their specialists from Spain and England to see the system. So it's not that we haven't shown it. People who matter see it. We show it to them because they need to have the knowledge. And now for the first time, the Iranians have used the system. You cannot land a 27-meter long, 1.5-meter high system from thousands of 10, 15, 20,000 meters up perfectly the way you see in the pictures. And there is not a dent on it. Wing broken because of the landing problems. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And there is no crashes. There is no damages on the craft. There is a dent on the right, on the left wing, a small dent. But the wing, the right wing, has got a crack on the joint. Otherwise, the craft is absolutely perfect landed. No landing gear has opened up. Huh? It was flying. How can you land 27.5 meter span the wing object the way it's landed, the way it's there? And how these systems have a self-destruction? If they knew the system is going down in Iran, they would have informed it to self-destroy itself, that nothing was, ever could be found. How come they couldn't trigger it? Because it was jammed. The whole day, there is no hacking. This is a step. And that's what I say. Get all the governments on the table, everybody will have it, then nobody can abuse it against others.
Want to get your comment on, I can't remember if we've gone to this topic before in our interviews in the past, my take on the UFOs that many people see around the planet are that many of them are of human origin, reverse engineered from the 60s. We've had this technology for 4 decades. The black budget, United States military industrial complex has been sequestering this technology for their own nefarious world government control paradigm purposes, and that NASA basically is an attempt to show that the government's giving a half-hearted effort towards some kind of a space initiative. It's very backwards and does not reflect the latest development or technology of the black budget end of the spectrum. What you're doing is you're bringing that technology to the public, and you're not sequestering it. So there's a bit of that's why I have a bit of a problem with you going to governments with this technology, because in my opinion, the governments have been the problem, not the solution. Maybe you could comment on that.
First of all, what do you call a UFO? We call a UFO when we see bright light or things suddenly appear as a bright light. or we see objects which they stand still, but they rotate or they create a light around them and they disappear at a higher speed. We see these systems every time we switch our systems in the motion position. It is very simple. I give this in my talks. People understand. That's why we're getting so much support through public, because people understand the simplicity of technology. I'll give you an example. Earth has a magnetic and gravitational field. Sun has gravitational and magnetic field. And at the point when what we call gravitational and magnetic field, magravs of the Earth and the Sun interact, due to the friction of their fields, the residue left over is daylight. That's why we have day and night. We don't have light on the back of Earth where there is no interaction with the magnetic field and the gravitational field of the Sun. When there is interaction between the two magnetic and gravitational fields at the same time, that interaction creates a magnetic friction, which the outcome of it as human amino acid, magnetic gravitational field, we call it daylight, we call it light. My system, because now we produce the same magnetic gravitational field in the system, in interaction with the gravitational magnetic field, which happens between the Sun and the Earth, we get the daylight. Between my system and the Earth, it creates light on the edge of the interaction. So the system shines bright when the magnetic field. So you see a three-dimensional light. You see a light bulb. This is a natural phenomenon. If you can understand the interaction between Sun and Earth, you can understand the interaction between my system and the Earth system. So what you call UFO, we call it the bright light in the sky. It'll be the future of how we will see. We see tracks of the aircrafts when they go at a high altitude. In the future, we'll see moving lights when they use the system for motion. So there is no extraterrestrial or aliens or whatever. Soon we are aliens ourselves. We even go to other planets. But at the same time, life and intelligence and intellect is not unique to Earth. If you understand the process of the creation of things, life is everywhere in the universe. So if there are people who in the universe did not have the birds like we did and did not have the Chinese that could give us rocket propulsion, that's what we did with the little fireworks 700 years ago. We just built a bigger one. We call it rocket now. How do they fly? We see stars. We see planets. We see all sorts of things moving in the universe. But we don't see any wings on them. We don't see any jet rocket propulsion on them. Everything moves. Everything keeps its position due to creation of magnetic and gravitational field at the same time. So, if there are intelligence outside who achieved that, understood what we understand now in Keshe Foundation, which is the next step of man's development, then they arrive here. They've been here. They'll come. They were same as we go to the moon, we are going to the Mars, and we go to beyond this solar system. Because we're getting the understanding, we understand how the universe works. The difference why everything people talk rubbish about our technology is the NASA technology is propulsion and the bird. Chinese firework and the flight of a bird. The system we developed is the way Earth, Sun, all the planets, the universe works, magnetic and gravitational. So when you have this, if a government has discovered such a technology and they're using it to control others, I don't understand why do they need the craft that Iran have to capture. Why don't they go and change everything the way they want? So I don't think the technology is there. It's good to think somebody has done it. But now the technology is here. And it's in the hand of a very safe government. The Iranian government is very safe. Doesn't matter what people say. They've had the technology for 3 years. We haven't seen anything done wrong. So if the Americans want it, it's there on the table. It's been with them on the table all the time. The same with the Chinese, the same with the Russians. So if a government has it and they want to control it, why do they need to fly a 27-meter craft to spy? They can land, disappear, and not to be seen. I've developed a technology which has been tested a few months ago. I can disappear the system right in front of you while you're watching it. Because when you create a balanced magnetic field with your environment, there is no friction, there is a dark entity. So you don't see it. On the spot in front of you, the system disappears. But it doesn't disappear. It gets the vision that you cannot see it. So this is one of the tests we've done. We announced it a few months ago that we achieved such a thing. So if the Americans have it, if there are any intelligent people in the world want to control, why do we fight for the oil? Why don't they land in the middle of Tehran and change the regime, or land in Libya and change the regime, or land somewhere else? I don't think they have it. And I'm
It's because the entities that have this technology do not operate in the open. So they can only use the technologies that are publicly known, that come from bona fide.
I'll tell you something, Alan, I'll tell you something. This is for the first time we disclose it in public. When we run our systems, we see things. When I run my system, I see things. Because the others who have the knowledge, they see we have the same. It's like when you wear night vision goggles, yeah? You can see things you couldn't see. With this technology, we see things we cannot talk. I'm very open about it. Yeah?
Okay.
And to us, there is no body at the moment who has this technology. Because the material used on Earth is a specific and it can be seen. Am I clear?
So maybe the
if you are of superpowers, yeah? You can only use materials which are available on Earth. And materials which are available on Earth are not the same which are outside.
There are different ways to accomplish the same thing, to get flight, to get
propulsion. You cannot do. Believe you me, Alan, you cannot do. Each matter has its own gravitational magnetic field. Earth is rich in aluminium and in iron. Other planets are rich in other solid matters. Matters which don't even know. We don't even can analyze it. Because it's not in our periodic table. Because we cannot come to understand materials. The way I tell you, we can change CO2 into solid at the room temperature, you'd call it alchemy. In other planets, in other positions in the universe, different materials are abundant, which we don't even know the composition of the material. We call it alloys sometimes. But we haven't learned to make a proper alloys for different things. And we do not see, from my experience, I have not seen anything which is what we call iron-aluminium based. Titanium has its own frequency.
From a political point of view, right now on the planet, the Western nations are demonizing Iran as a rogue nation that is developing nuclear technology that they plan on using on their neighbors and possibly others.
Who said that?
What I'm saying is that I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying that in the world right now, there's a lot of political talk about in trying to make Iran the enemy, and I'm just postulating that maybe one of the reasons...
I tell you something. I, as a nuclear physicist, as somebody who knows and understands nuclear structure and nuclear physics, for past 30 years, I've been a nuclear physicist since 1981. And before that, I trained myself with all sorts of nuclear material. You do not need to become a nuclear weapon technology just because you have access or you're developing nuclear know-how. you have to understand. And I made that very clear to the Americans when I saw them in Seoul. They know what I'm talking. The guy is at Pentagon now. I spoke to your people. You can scaremonger as much as you like. This allows you to sell weapons to the others to run your factories. But now, what Iran has and what they've shown in the past 7 days, intercontinental missiles are obsolete. The F-16, F-18 is obsolete. F-16, F-18, everything else goes 2,000-3,000 miles an hour. For 1 or 2 hours, it has to be refueled. The new technology, you're talking Mach 25, Mach 30, fuel, indefinite. The scaremongering is that they know that the technology will make the whole technology in the West obsolete, and it has made it obsolete. With the Iranians will show their technology. They are developing like we are developing. So somebody said in one of my talks, very simple, what you send, you should be able to receive. If you send me a gift, and I don't want your gift, it's yours, you've got to take it back. If you send an intercontinental missile to Iran, and Iran has the capability to land a craft, as they've shown in past week, the sender must be able to receive what you send out, huh? Intercontinental missiles, 3,000-5,000 miles an hour, topside. The new space technology system, 30,000-50,000 miles. They've shown how it can be captured in midair. What are you going to do when you already ignited or you released a nuclear? You think Iran's going to land in its own place? We have two choices. To go back where it came from, with a name on it, or directly into a space. Safe out of the Earth atmosphere. Which one? Who wants to play the game? You think Iran is going to return the American intercontinental missile back to America? No. We have to release it back into an environment of a space. So, what's the use of fighting? What's the use of all this military hardware? If you put the energy and the effort which is done in military hardware to scaremonger, let's put all the effort into a space. I said to a diplomat very recently, if you're fighting to become minister, to be a minister or president of a nation of 5 or 10 million, to cause so much havoc for us, I'll give you a galaxy. Go and become a president of a galaxy. Leave this planet on Earth and in peace. There is no need for it. The thing is, it's not me and the Kashmir Nation anymore. The knowledge has been passed on to governments. So there are two choices. We sit and talk, and we all learn, and we stop with this war and warmongering, or somebody's going to get hurt very soon. One of these intercontinental missiles, one of these attacks, we're not going to land where it's supposed to land, huh? And then what? We saw with Japan. We are all contaminated. We are all getting hurt. Me, you, my child, President Obama's child, President Ahmadinejad's child, the Chinese president, the farmer in the back of Arizona, and it's the same with a guy, a black guy in South Africa. We all got hit by it. Tokyo, the Japan earthquake, the nuclear station showed us we are all one. We are one community, one nation. It doesn't matter what tribe we call ourselves. And if these missiles start flying and they land in the wrong place, it won't happen to Iran. God help Washington. God help Tel Aviv. God help Moscow. I don't support no religion, I don't support no government, I will support the nations, the humanity. I'm not anti-Israel, I'm half-Jewish. I'm not anti-Israel, I'm half-Muslim. I'm not anti-America because I have first cousins who are half-American. Anywhere anything gets hurt, I get hurt. Why? What's the need of superpowers? Let's sit on the table, everybody has it. Let's talk straight. Let's help each other. Let's do it. I respect the Iranian scientific organization, which helped me and allowed me to develop my technology to where it is now further. I thank the office of the Ahmadinejad, His Excellency, his research office, they allowed me, they had everything provided to be done. The same thing, I thank the Belgian government, the Verhout, which allowed us to sit and talk and find that we can develop the technology. The same thing I did with the Samsung group in Korea. So there is no time to fight. There's no time making somebody bad that he can do it. You know, I always say in my talks something very simple. The guy goes in the chemist shop, says, "Do you have fuel?" The guy says, "No." He pisses in the chemist shop and he walks out. The guy says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Okay, that's it." He comes back the next day, he does the same thing. He comes the third time, the chemist says, "Stop. You come here to piss and go. What are you asking if I have fuel or not?" It's the same situation with America. You want to make Iran bad, or Iran making a weapon technology, Iran making a nuclear, blah, blah, to attack Iran that you can sell arms, you do it. At the end of the day, but it won't be. If Iran has managed to have the space technology and Iran has the weapon technology, Tehran, Washington is 10 minutes.
Now, one question I would ask of you, with Iran having this technology, why would they need to make threats like closing down the Strait of Hormuz, which is causing a lot of disruption and fear in the Western world because of the strategic role that the Strait of Hormuz plays?
I'll tell you something, people don't listen because it's not to their benefit. The next situation I had in the talk of the opening of the United Nations in 2008, go and listen to it. He said the time of the nuclear weapon and nuclear energy is finished, is over. Because at that time we were testing systems in Tehran. What's now you've seen the craft has landed. The same thing, His Excellency President Obama has to accept that what negotiation we can bring peace, not with the scaremongering. It's the same thing. The only thing we lost is respect for each other, being a government, being a father, a mother, being a nation. If we bring the respect back, people tell me, "Why do you say His Excellency?" Because he's the president of the nation. The same as His Excellency President Obama. He's the president of the nation. When a nation chooses, doesn't matter in what shape or form, he has to be respected. He lost the respect. So when we lost the respect, everything becomes enemy. And this is where the problem is. Iran has a nuclear power. There is one thing I'll tell you very, very clearly. Some people know what I'm talking about. Where the Natanz nuclear recycling power station or processing of Iran is where my grandfather comes from. I come from that area. My blood comes from there. You think I will not be affected if they try to hit there? I would like to know, if you like, some of the missiles in the United States to go back up. Would it happen to me? What would happen to myself in New York, in Washington? Huh? The bad thing is now we become international. We don't want to hurt. We don't want to get on the table. I put it on my forum 2 or 3 days ago. I'm religious blind, I'm nation blind, I'm colorblind. Bring the thing back on the table, let's sit and talk. My technology is a gift to the American government. My technology was a gift to Iran. Iran accepted it and they're developing it. My technology is a gift to every nation. But this time, because everybody can have what they like, then there is no more war. Money has no value. You see what happened in Europe, huh? All the banks are empty. They were hoping Chinese will lend the money that they can spend. That's why we had a new thing with the English. They want to protect their system. There's one thing with this new technology, when people understand, they can have as much as what they need when they need it. So there is no need for a fight. There's no, you want to create 10,000 kilo of gold. We developed the first conversion of the air into gold in Tehran in 2008. I produced a lot of protein from there. You cannot do this. Very simple. Air has got a hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in it, what we breathe every day. If you understand how I change CO2 into solid. Now you understand how simply I can change gases into protein. So there is no need to... We are not talking alchemy. We're talking about the science, the way the universe is made, not the way man wanted to make it. We don't see any gas power stations or nuclear power stations on the moon, huh? Or on the Mars. Mars rotates, travels, creates its own magnetic field and energy, and it's been going for billions of years. So now we learn the same process. Now we bring the same process to everybody, that everybody can have the pleasure of living a comfortable life. There is no need for war. Iran has never crossed its borders for the past 300 years. And it's not going to pass its borders now. You are dealing with a decent people. It doesn't matter what you change your name to. Huh? It doesn't matter how the press wants to make it. It's like if you want to listen to the other side, who used the first nuclear bomb? Americans. Who did the first nuclear attack? Americans. How come now somebody else is going to do it? They learn it's wrong. I'm sure Americans won't use it anymore. The same as Iran won't use it anymore. It is not possible. And the thing is, people don't listen. People don't listen. And it's very simple. Iran has a spaceship program. Spaceship program means no more going around the Earth. It's taking off to the orbit and back at any speed you like. It means traveling with a speed beyond the speed of what you can imagine, with a protection like Earth around it. Yes, there's no friction, there is no extension of the aircraft. What used to happen to, what do you call it, when the craft used to go from Paris to New York, huh?
The Concorde.
No, Concorde. All these things. We see it. I try, I test new materials every day. You know something? You people thought it's a joke. The day before I was making a demonstration in Holland on 26, I had two federal police and two nuclear inspectors knocking on my door. I didn't stop them. I invited them in. I offered them a cup of tea. I took them to my lab. I said, have a look. Look at everything. This is what it is. This is where I keep my nuclear material. This is how much I have. I don't need it. I took the inspector to the car, which can fly. I said, this car can fly. I opened the bonnet. He saw there's no engine in it, no gearbox. Huh? The fuel tank was out. So I opened everything. I live in Belgium. Belgium is my second home. Belgium government is my government. When they understand how openly I work, they will change their ways as much as they stop blocking me. They took pictures. They said, you need this, that. I said, okay, that's it. Yeah? I work open, and my openness has been the key to us people understanding us. It's the same with Iran. Iran opens up. They want to learn. We do not know half of a tenth of what actually nuclear power can do. They want to research in their way. American did their way. French did the same. Canadian did the same. British and everybody else did the same. The only thing is now, if you say Iran makes a nuclear power, the problem, let me tell you, the biggest problem is with America or with Europe. Do you know why Iran has become an evil, acts of evil, and is going to have a nuclear power? Do you know the reason behind it? I used to work for British Nuclear Fuel in a cow shed. 1980. Huh? In a top secret location. And I came to understand one thing. The cake has been sliced, and there is no more for nobody else. American Westinghouse and General Electric will build the systems. British will recycle. French will be the fuel supplier. Belgium has become the center for medical system, for medical, because the Canadian system failed. They cannot create isotopes for medical. Iran is cutting into this cake, because once Iran develops a nuclear, the whole system with the reactor, then they can sell into others. So they become one part of the cake. That's what the problem with Iran is. Not Iran is becoming nuclear, because the cake has been cut. 1981, British, all these nuclear advanced nuclear reactors were shut down because the agreement which I had a copy when I was working with the British nuclear agreement was reached that British use PWRs of Westinghouse and make it a system. So British has no more nuclear or gas-fired coal reactors ever. French will do the supplying, British will do the reprocessing. And now, if Iran develops technology they are doing, then Iran becomes a competition. How do you destroy a competition? By accusing it of developing something or being a thief. And Iran developing it because they think Iran, in being self-sufficient, developing nuclear and the reactor technology, then they go into the market selling it. So they lose a piece of a cake. That's why Iran is acts of evil, and no other reason. The rest is a color. People knew, everybody knows, people who are in the nuclear industry, they know why Iran is acts of evil. And if they're, but the thing is, Iran will develop its nuclear power. I have nothing to do with it. I've never been in touch with it. I went to Iran to develop their space technology. I done the same thing with the Belgians. In 2005, I spent 4 months with the Belgian space people and energy people in developing the, what they call magnetic gravitational system.
Yeah?
Or they call it gravitational energy system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the contact. Yeah? So everybody knows what I'm doing. Everything is open to the table. So the one thing is this. If Iran has access to the space technology the way they've shown in the past week, they can bring one of the most advanced aircraft down. It hasn't crashed. There is one thing people have to understand. This aircraft hasn't crashed because you can see the one piece, huh?
Yeah.
It's been captured. It's been captured. At 20,000, 10,000, 30,000, 40,000 feet above Earth, if a craft crashes, you saw what happened with the, Pan Am Air, huh? North of Scotland. Luckily, huh? That's what happens when a plane crashes. Mm-hmm. How can a plane land from 20, 30,000 kilometers up, meters up, and be intact? Just think, the technology is so advanced, they've landed the craft exactly the way, they jammed it exactly the way it's, the space technology system works when you have dynamic magnetic field. This is in my interviews 2 years ago. You can't get radar going through it. It jams it because it's like a water wheel, huh? It's like in a washing machine. Everything gets crushed up. They could not get into it to destroy it because it's been controlled. It's not hacking. It's not jamming. This is full pickup, lift, and blockage. And the aircraft, dropping from 20,000, 30,000 feet, is still in one piece. You just need to think, the space technology has changed, the rocket propulsion has changed. This is the new face of new space and aircraft industry.
Now, from a practical point of view, talking about communications, where you want communications, in the case you just described, I could see a reason for blocking communications, but
the thing is, we developed a different way for communication with these systems. Communication with these systems on flight is totally different than the present communication system we know. It's actually the same, but it's a more advanced way. We communicate. We have a dynamic atmosphere around the Earth, yeah? But we still communicate with our satellites, with the 232 systems which are on the Mars. It's really, the communication with these systems is very much in a black box condition. You do a packages. This technology is getting developed, I'm working on it, that you cross and you do it. But in a way, you have to understand with these systems, you have 1G all the time within the structure of the craft, which means inside is always 1G. You don't have the way we see with the, space, astronauts at the moment are weightlessness.
Right.
It does not exist in this system. Because you create gravity and magnetic field like Earth, you can create a zone which is always at 1G. So it's not that you're floating, you need to go. You're fully in control. You're always at 1G. You're always walking. It's literally like the way we create 1G when we go on the jets from, let's say, New York to Tokyo. They create a compression or pressurized cabin that we stay at 1G, that we feel normal. In this system, because you create magnetic and gravitational field, you can dictate the zone where it stays at 1G. We test this. Originally, all my reactors used to be working that way. So I know exactly how it works. We know exactly how it is. And then when we start extending beyond the boundary, we've seen the lift and everything else. And these reactors were tested in Belgium in 2005, 2006. And you have to understand, Iran has a very, very strong, highly educated and very intelligent scientist. They will develop a version that are putting that in the problem. And I'm sure when they make it on the table, they will develop their own taste and their own texture. So we'll have a different. And it's the same. The same we have Boeing and we have European space, what do you call it, aircraft industry. But Iran is definitely years ahead, and I thank them for the support they gave us and the easiness they allowed me to work and develop my technology, and I left all the knowledge behind. I worked on open bases the same as I did with the Belgians. We don't hide and talk. Hiding and talking with this technology doesn't work. We make a woman who's been paralyzed in bed for 6 years, the video is on the internet, to walk without any kinesis, without any medication. We make, a man after 15 years to walk without medication. So if I was a crook and I was talking rubbish, I wouldn't put these things on the internet. I wouldn't put 10, 15 different videos on different things. So I wouldn't write books. We know what we are talking about. Trying to discredit us has helped us to go more advanced. The more they try to say we are rubbish, with no free energy, he didn't show his spaceship and his generator in Eindhoven. People came to see a spaceship and they got pissed off. He said they're not going to show things. We're not going to tell you what we're going to show, but the next Saturday, immediately after, in a very close environment where we feel safe, we know the people, the organizers for some years, without them even knowing, I walked in with a suitcase, there it was, what do you call the UFO system, on the table. People have stood up, but they knew they can't, because people who were present, they can tell you. When they came into the hall, when everybody was coming in, we gave everybody a black bag. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, everything has to go in a black bag. Cameras, television, what do you call it, laptops, everything. And anybody who doesn't agree can leave. Everything was in on the floor, so nobody could turn or get up or take a picture. Then I showed them, I explained the technology, I showed the videos. And then I opened the suitcase, and everybody could see the flying system, what do you call the UFO system. And Iran has the same as I have. And they are more advanced in some ways. We are more advanced, and I think the way what they showed in the past week, they are highly advanced. I congratulate them in their achievement, the same as we congratulated America in achieving to land on the moon and go to Mars. It's not for one nation. Now the knowledge belongs to all of us. And whoever does their bet, they need to be congratulated, because to do things they are doing, the same with the Russians, they with crashing one launch, they still managed to get the people back from the space lockdown in time. But now it's the world community, not just one man, one nation, one country. And we cannot make a devil out of one to show we are good. Humiliating Iran, we humiliate ourselves. Humiliating America is the same, we humiliate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when we support each other, we come out very nicely, and that people are becoming intelligent. People can see who is lying and who is not talking the right way. There's no need for oil fight. There's no need for intercontinental missiles. As I say, please, if you want to try, you try with a high-flying craft, try with a missile, but be prepared to get what you send back your own. Not attack, huh? If you send a missile, be prepared to receive your own missile back, not somebody else's. Iran doesn't have a nuclear technology, but Iran has the knowledge to turn the system back, to go back where it came from. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I told to my cousins recently, both of them. My Jewish cousins and my Muslim cousins, and my wife is Catholic, huh? On the table, I told them all, you hurt each other, you hurt all. We are all a huge one community. There is no more enemies. There is no more this talk of they are doing things, because the time of these talks finished. The internet has opened a lot of things. People know what the truth is.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Keshi, we really appreciate you joining us on the show. Just for the record, today is December 7th, 2011. And it'll be
December the 13th.
Oh, you're right. The 14th.
I hope you don't cut anything and put this interview fully on.
If I don't put it fully on?
I said, I hope you put it fully on. You won't edit it.
Oh, yeah. I'll put the whole thing on, and we may be able to transcribe it as well. I think what I'm going to do is do this as two stories. We had one story all ready to go that I'm editing right now about the Iran space technology being used to bring the drone down. The other one containing this entire interview. There's more than enough material for two stories, so I really appreciate your time. It's been fascinating.
You're welcome. You're always welcome. I had a good relation. You and I fell out once, but doesn't matter. But anytime, you're quite welcome. I trusted you, and I still trust you.
All right, thank you. And you take care. Again, people can get to your website at Keshi, K-E-S-H-E, you pronounce it KeshFoundation.com.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time, Anna.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.